Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofer and gutters and siding experts. Because the city of Frankenmuth is dealing with erosion along a section of the Cass River bank that is threatening some businesses, a stabilization plan is in the process of being developed. There will be an input meeting on the erosion issue at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December 4th. The meeting will be in a room at the Star of the West at 121 East Tuscola Street, which is one of the businesses the bank's erosion is threatening. The public is welcome to attend the meeting and to share their thoughts on proposals to address the situation. Those who cannot attend the meeting in person can join with Zoom using a link on the city's website at frankenmuthcity.com. There will be city officials and engineers at the meeting to gather input and share their thoughts about the work that needs to be done along the river. And the Grant Township Board of Trustees locked in fire protection services for 2026 during Monday's meeting with the departments that provide fire protection services to the township. The board approved paying Brookfield Township for fire protection service at the rate of $650 per section for 19 sections of the township. The total cost for that contract is $12,350. There are three sections in a township that are covered by the Oliver Fire Department. The contract that was approved with that department is for three sections for a rate of $700 per section for a total cost of $2,100. And fire protection from the Elmwood Gagetown Fire Department was approved at a cost of $2,625. Regarding money matters, the board approved paying the remaining bill of $8,925 to the Huron County Road Commission for road work that has been done. In other matters, the discussion of allowing a sawmill business to operate on Williamson Road was tabled until the next meeting. During the November board meeting, some audience members voiced concerns about the noise, aesthetics, and property values of having a sawmill business located in the township. When we come back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the Trump administration has fired several immigration judges in New York City, part of a broader shakeup of the immigration court system that critics say could undermine judicial independence, while supporters argue is needed to address case backlogs and policy disputes. In international news, Australia Statistics Agency reports that national gross domestic product grew 0.4% in the third quarter, compared with the previous 3 months, a slower pace than economists had anticipated, and a sign of cooling momentum in the resource-rich economy. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutters, and siding experts.